Support for this public radio podcast comes from KeyBank, focused knowledge, customized solutions, and the resources of an entire bank. Because the best solutions fit around a business's needs. More at key.com/corporate.
A rebound for Wall Street.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, I'm Scott Jagow. Investors are feeling a little better this morning. The sell-off in the bond market cooled down yesterday. Bond prices rose. May's retail sales numbers came in much better than expected, a recipe for a buying spree on Wall Street. The Dow shot up 187 points to 13,482. The NASDAQ put on 32 to 2582. The S&P 500 climbed 22 points to 1515. Asian markets extended the rally today with some strong gains. European shares are up in the early going. The bond markets has certainly been a big concern the last few days. Investors are worried about signs of inflation and consequently higher interest rates. We turn now to our economics correspondent, Chris Farrell. He's also our inflation skeptic. So, Chris, have you changed your tune about the threat of inflation?
Absolutely not. I would look at this as a buying opportunity with bonds, fixed income securities. This inflation scare is just that, an inflation scare.
Why?
Let's just look at this, Scott. I mean, the Fed is staying tight, right? They're not loosening. They're worried about inflation. They're staying tight. You have the central bankers around the world. What are they doing? They're tightening. Chinese central bank is tightening. The European central bank is tightening. I mean, everybody is tightening. Well, if central banks around the world are worried about inflation and essentially are pursuing tighter monetary policies, that leads me to the logical conclusion that inflation is going to disappear. And by the way, as rates go higher, that will also have a dampening impact on the inflationary environment.
But as you said, the Fed isn't really doing anything right now. Do you think it's going to join the party and raise rates?
No, I don't think it will. And a big reason for that is the weakness in the housing market. I think what it'll do is stay stable. Central bankers elsewhere are raising their rates. The bond market vigilantes are doing their job. So there's no reason for the Fed to move.
But you think people should buy bonds right now?
Well, I think it's kind of an intriguing time when you get these flurries and these fears of inflation, which you've had several times. You know, it's been an opportunity to add a little bit to your bonds. And if there is an inflation, you know, it probably is a reasonable environment to own a higher yielding security where you have no default risk, you have no credit risk, and you will earn a real return above the rate of inflation. Will you earn a great return? I have no idea, but you will earn a real return above the rate of inflation, which is what you want with a fixed income security.
All right, Chris Farrell, thanks so much.
Okay, thanks a lot.
Our economics correspondent, Chris Farrell. Southwest Airlines was on Wall Street yesterday. The company was explaining why its first quarter profits were so bad. A slowing economy, less demand for travel, fuel prices. But the airline has a plan to fix things, although I'm not sure you're going to like it. More now from Jill Barchet.
Southwest CEO Gary Kelly told investors yesterday that 3 out of 10 seats go empty on every one of his flights. He wants to fill those seats through code shares with other airlines. That means more connections for passengers.
For us, it is not easy to transform ourselves from the simpler point-to-point system that we have enjoyed for 36 years.
Perry Flint, editor-in-chief of Air Transport World magazine, says Southwest will sell tickets through the same booking systems that other airlines use. It's putting wireless internet in its planes. Flint says that's all part of a drive to snare business travelers, but it may not be enough.
If you really want to attract a business traveler in bigger numbers, you want them to be able to get an assigned seat.
Southwest doesn't plan to introduce assigned seating, but passengers may find the prices of some seats going up. In New York, I'm Jill Barchet from Marketplace.
Apparently, some people in Britain want to do a little something about global warming. Hang their clothes out to dry. Sales of clotheslines and clothespins in Britain are at their highest level in 50 years. This is after the UK government called on people to reduce their carbon footprints.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Thrivent Financial for Lutherans. Introducing ThriveQ, an online tool that helps you know where you stand on your path to retirement. More at ThriveQ.com. by the Medtronic Foundation in recognition of graduates pursuing careers in health and science and the teachers who inspired them. The Medtronic Foundation, on the web at Medtronic.com. And by Mellon Financial Corporation, helping financially successful individuals and families protect and maximize their assets through the practice of wealth management. Mellon.com.
Do you know what gives microwave popcorn its buttery flavor? It's a chemical called diacetyl. The FDA says it's safe to eat, but it may cause a rare lung disease in popcorn factory workers who inhale it. At least 5 people have died. Hundreds of others claim illness. A bill was introduced in Congress this week to force the Workplace Safety Agency, OSHA, to protect workers from this chemical. David Michaels studies workplace health issues at George Washington University.
It's about time that OSHA is being forced to do its job. OSHA has known about the problem of workers exposed to artificial butter flavor chemicals for a long time and hasn't done anything, hasn't protected workers from a chemical that's killing them.
Popcorn plant workers across the country have also filed lawsuits against their employers over this. Tomorrow, drug maker Glaxo launches an over-the-counter weight loss pill called Ally. With so many Americans overweight, this could be a blockbuster drug. But it has plenty of critics. Helen Palmer reports from our health desk at WGBH.
Glaxo is spending $150 million to market Ally, a half-strength version of prescription weight loss pill Xenical. But critics say it shouldn't be available without a prescription. Alex Sugarman-Brosen of the consumer watchdog Prescription Access Litigation Project.
There is nothing to prevent people who should not be using this drug from using it, particularly teenagers and people with eating disorders, for whom this drug would be quite dangerous.
Sugarman-Brosen says Ally's only approved for adults, but there's no mechanism to control who actually buys the drug. Glaxo insists pharmacists won't sell it to teenagers, and they've produced a book full of advice called Losing Weight Without Losing Your Mind and an extensive website. But Sugarman-Brosen says that won't stop abuse.
This is not aspirin. It's a very strong drug with very significant effects.
He says Ally works by preventing the digestion of fat. It blocks vital fat-soluble vitamins like A, E, and D and poses a danger of malnutrition. In Boston, I'm Helen Palmer for Marketplace.
And in Los Angeles, I'm Scott Jagow. Thanks for listening, and have a great day.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.